Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Take a stand against weight gain and bad health by, well, standing up. A recent study shows that the more time you spend sitting puts you at increased risk for a variety of diseases, and even exercise won't make a substantial difference. Compared to people who move around, people who sit most of the day have larger waists and bad profiles of blood pressure and blood sugar. When you sit for a long time, you're not burning any energy and get an increased production of lipoprotein lipase, which plays a role in how the body processes fat. Just standing while you talk on the phone or strolling while you're talking on your cell phone can help. Also, doing little things make a difference, like periodically taking short breaks to stand or stretch. Most young people, when they hear the word stroke, think of their golf game, but there is more to think about than that. The American Stroke Association recently reported that while strokes in older people are decreasing, there's an increase in younger people under age 45, an age that is not generally considered high risk. According to Dr. Brett M. Casella of the University of Cincinnati Neuroscience Institute, stroke prevention is most often aimed at older people to control high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. In general, younger people don't pay as much attention to health issues, and while the age of the average stroke patient has dropped, information about strokes is not geared toward younger people who are also at risk. More doctors are reporting that they are now treating patients in their 30s and 40s who have suffered strokes. Why the increase in younger people? Poor diet, poor lifestyle choices, and smoking. We think you are never too young to make healthy lifestyle choices, and good places to start are regular visits to your chiropractor, who is specially trained to know the risk factors for stroke, and to follow a good metabolic typing diet. And when I come back, we'll take a look at vitamin safety and what force feeding the world is all about.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
Just to clear up any confusion about the safety of taking vitamins, minerals, amino acids, or herbs, a recent report of the American Association of Poison Control Centers, published in the Journal of Clinical Toxicology, states that there were absolutely no deaths from taking any supplements. This is good news for over half the U.S. population that takes daily nutritional supplements, and begs the question, if they are as allegedly dangerous as the FDA and news media have been known to claim, how come there are no reported deaths? The 174-page annual report is compiled from 61 poison centers and reviewed by 29 medical and clinical toxicologists. And for our last story, we look once again at just how bad genetically modified foods are. Genetic engineering, whether with food or organisms, use a process that is neither predictable or reliable. They interfere with the natural flow of the environment and contribute to global warming. Contrary to the information that biotech companies would have us believe, these altered foods are not safe, environmentally friendly, or economically beneficial. Not only are they unsafe to eat, but the effect they have on the debt and deaths of developing countries is staggering. Between 1997 and 2007, the Indian government recorded nearly 200,000 farmer suicides, more than half due to genetically modified cotton introduced since 2002. Developing countries have voiced objections for years to what has been called diplomatic terrorism by the USA to force the acceptance of GM food crops on them. And at the head of the terrorism is Monsanto, armed with a very powerful public relations team. This policy of forcing GM crops on farmers in developing countries is now being considered a crime against humanity. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Facial hair grows faster than any other hair on the body. If you've ever had a covering of stubble on your face as you're clocking out at 5 o'clock, you're probably pretty familiar with this. In fact, if the average man never shaved his beard, it would grow to over 30 feet during his lifetime, longer than a killer whale. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.